Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, I'm Rachel, and today we are reading Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. Jesus left that place and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan. And the crowds again gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. Some, testing him, asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What does Moses command you?" And they said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her, and if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them. The Word of God. So in this passage, Jesus is teaching people and people are testing him. They want to know the details about what's allowable. It reminds me of how you see scenes of people coming up to rabbis and asking unanswerable questions. And Jesus tries to teach them about the goal and the mission of family and what God's intentions were for creating marriage. But they continue wanting to know the details of when can we divorce and what does it mean and what are the rules about it. And I just think about how we often want to know the lines that we can't cross, but God is pointing us toward what is the goal for our families in life. And I know this is a difficult subject to think about, divorce and remarriage, and it cuts to the heart of many of our families. And we have to think about how has God given us grace and how can we work toward family. Also in this story, we hear about the little children coming to Jesus. And I imagine with all of the healing and the miracles that he's doing and all of the stories about the kingdom of God that he's teaching before he's killed, people might think that Jesus doesn't have time to stop and bless each one of these children. But Jesus prioritizes spending time blessing and laying his hands on each child, taking them in his arms. I can only imagine that other people didn't understand the worth of these children because many cultures love their children, but they didn't permit them to get in line in front of elders. But Jesus teaches us something about the heart of God, that we have to receive the kingdom of God as a little child, as one who depends on God, who turns to the Father when we need help, and who expects to be loved and expects to have blessing. I'm so thankful for this story of Jesus blessing the children as we look to our lives here as First Lutheran and in the broader Christian community, that we might take time to spend with our children and youth and show them that they are examples for us in the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Dear God, I pray that we would understand your wish for our lives and that we would be able to build healthy relationships. Help us to honor and bless you in all that we do with our marriages and families. And we pray, God, that we would learn how to enter the kingdom of God as a little child. Teach us how to receive your blessing. Amen.